A flotilla of aid will depart for Gaza tomorrow. We'll hear from actor Liam Cunningham, who's in Sicily, from where that flotilla will leave in the morning. And if you want to build houses, you need workers. But the Trade Union for Apprentices says the throughput of trainee tradespeople is in serious trouble. Good afternoon. Welcome to Saturday with Colm O'Munga. And if you want to be part of the debate here today, text us on 51551, WhatsApp us on 0870 32 32 32. You can email saturday@rte.ie. And if you're out and about, tune in on the RTE radio app. If you're near a television, you can tune in on the RTE news channel. I'll introduce you to the political panel in a moment, but you'll have heard in the headlines this morning the latest analysis from the United Nations describing the situation in Gaza today as the most catastrophic and worst it has been since the Israeli offensive began. Right now in Sicily, final preparations are being made for a flotilla of aid to depart for Gaza in the morning. One of those on board the boat, the Madeleine, will be climate and peace activist Greta Thunberg and Irish actor Liam Cunningham, one of the stars of Game of Thrones, amongst other film and TV work, is supporting the flotilla. I spoke to him shortly before we came on air. I began by asking him to describe where he is.
I am standing in at a harbour in Catania, Sicily. I'm looking out on a boat that is going to be moving with a consignment of aid. And there are 12 people going to be on this ship, boat. I don't think you can even call it a ship. And they're going to be heading for Gaza to deliver aid.
What's on the ship, Liam?
It's food, medical. I think probably medical is the majority of stuff there because they're finding it incredibly difficult to even if the doctors can get to these patients, the majority of which are women and children, the infection rates afterwards, they don't even have antibiotics to help in post-op. And I was just with, there's a wonderful doctor who's just come back from Gaza and has travelled all the way from Australia just to speak here today. This wonderful man who said he walked around the tents and I'm sorry your listeners have to hear this, but there are maggots eating into the wounds of the children because they don't have the medical equipment to even post up to try and make these women, children and men better. It's appalling, Colm. It's absolutely appalling.
And what hope realistically is there of the flotilla getting through? We know a similar flotilla last month was attacked by drones. Nobody has claimed responsibility for that, although it is widely suspected as to who was behind it. But without getting into the speculation on that, what hope is there of getting through? Or is this more about, again, if there is a confrontation involving this flotilla, that it focuses attention on the effort to get aid to Palestinians in Gaza?
If anything happens to the boat, it's not a confrontation. It's in a deliberate attack, like the last one we saw, which was in European waters. They've done it in international waters. So we can't have that. We need the international community to sanction Israel, to stop them doing this.
Some of the debate at home is about balancing Ireland's national economic interest against displays in solidarity with Palestinians. Look, in your case, this is something you're going to have to deal with professionally and personally in your own life. You're happy to go ahead with it. Have you had any pushback professionally for the stance you've taken in solidarity with Palestinians?
I'm indifferent to any criticisms over this. Colm, if you look at it realistically, I play dress-up for a living. I love my job. I commit as much energy as I possibly can. But that's the bottom line. I play dress-up for a living. I'm in my 60s, like a lot of people. I've paid off my mortgage. I own my car. I don't have any bills. I do not have an iota of interest in any consequences that will come because I have to be able to look at my grandkids when they hit their teens or whatever and say to me, what did you do during this? I do not want to be one of those people that said I didn't do anything. Because as we said, in World War II, there was an excuse that you didn't know what was going on when the Holocaust obscene event was going on. There was an excuse to say, I didn't know. Your only answer to your grandkids or your kids when they grow up is, I didn't care. So for me to have any sort of concern when there is a genocide happening in 4K in front of us and our government is not doing enough to stop this and putting the economic interests ahead of the dismemberment of children. I cannot see that is any sort of discussion. Political expediency and geopolitics take second place to what's going on in Gaza at the moment.
Now, the government here has called what's going on in Gaza Israel's war against Hamas, and the impact on civilians there, the displacement, the denial of food to the Palestinians there. They have called that genocide. So presumably you want your call to go wider than this into the likes of the United States, where, again, you would have a high profile, but where the dial hasn't moved as much in terms of trying to allow more humanitarian aid in and secure a ceasefire.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. But the problem is that most Western governments have painted themselves into a corner while they stood back and watched this assault happening that has developed into a genocide. They've chosen the wrong side. They are now at the stage where they're supporting, supplying arms, assisting economically a state that is demolishing and murdering tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of Palestinian people. The world cannot stand by and allow this to continue.
And that was actor and activist Liam Cunningham. We should say Liam Cunningham endorsed People Before Profit in the last general election as part of his activism. We'll be back after this, and we'll be asking our political panel about the action or inaction, as they see it, of our own government as the situation in Gaza worsens.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.